Simon Chav Zion, Sif Tes. Page 74. Mokoim Hanochas Tvilo Shel Rosh. It's a very important Sif. Where do you put the Tvilo Shel Rosh? Tvilo Shel Rosh. Me'ascholas Ikre Hasar Mimitzchai. From the beginning of the Ikre Hasar from your forehead. Till where? Till where the tinnik's mayach gets soft. We don't know exactly where that is. I mean, you're not a tinnik anymore. But it's someplace from here. It means you can't just put it over here. Till where it gets soft. Till where the tinnik's...
It's soft. Not the beginning where it gets soft.
Everything. Yeah, so we're telling you that it has to start from where your hairline ends. I mean, you know, at least it can be further than that. It can be where your hair ends, it's where your hairline ends. Zakhtar Mishabrus of Katan Lamad Gimel, Ikri Asah, Pirish. The Bein Enecha Lav Mamashu. When it says Bein Enecha, that's not Mamash. The Gamirin Zeyashav, Melesasimu Kacha Bein Enechem, Ha'omre Etzel Meis. It says, Lesasimu Kacha Bein Enechem by Meis. Ma'ala Ala Mokim Sha'ise Kacha of Uberash. Just like over there. It's b'karcha v'ubirash. Of kan maschal makom tefil me makom sheyeshayich is karcha. Dehainu mi makom maschalas tzmichas asayris. In the beginning where the hair grows, shabirash. V'rabim nichshalim b'sinzeh. And many people are nichshal in this issa. V'tayim loyman, they think, she'akotzeh elyem maschal mi makom asayah. That it ends where the sayah starts. Where the sayah ends.
Elyem means the back of it, the top of it.
And the Ivan is the Reise. Ike Tvillin's laying over here. The Ivan is the Reise. The Chala Tvillin Tzrichin is Menachem V'makim Sheyesh Kacha. The whole entire Tvillin has to be in the place where there's Kacha. The Hanashiya Filik Tzea Tachtein Shal Atitura Munach Al Makim Haschalas Ike Aseya. Even the Tzea Tachtein has to be in the Makim of the beginning of Ike Aseya. Aval Ein Lashgiach Lami Sheyesh Le Sa'ayas Aruchais Some people have long hair. And till half the metzach, half the forehead, and they put tefillin dik. Yaschalas makam tefillin tzach liyas meyaschalas ikri aseh shavadachas, like we said before, the aschala of the tefillin has to be from ikri ulamayla, and from above that. V'yoyse toiv laniach tzas lamayla miseh azeh. It's even better to put it even a little above the seh. The makam yesh b'yosh. There's enough place in the Rosh that you should put tefillin that it shouldn't be lamata min ala meitzach, and therefore we're telling you that it should be even a little bit lamayla from where your hairline ends, starts. V'chala menichan ala meitzach u'mokoyim kiroyim u'le'osa mitzvah. What? And if you put it there, then it's
a little kiroyim.
Yeah. And you know, it's not going to say you're doing a mitzvah. Chal b'nefesh yazir l'chaveirav v'yil medem shalai yichshalu b'zeh. They should teach them you shouldn't be machshu k'day shalai yichat v'shalom b'chlal poishu yisrael b'gufan. D'zeh k'kafta d'rei malach tefillin. It's like a person. Well, he knows what when he used to have 35 years ago when he had hair over there.
The chassidim have four fingers from your eyebrows.
Really?
Yeah.
Never know.
Put four fingers there. You see, same thing.
Some people have higher, some people have lower.
Yeah, but that's where.
Yeah, I know that. Begama bracha have the batala. The tefillin shem nachem shleim kemen have nachem bekisan. It's like it's still in the box. It's like you never took it out. So you have to make sure it's in the right place. From nishem to kemen tzarich lachzir and take off the inyan bracha. I love b'simin chafes if you'd bet. Say again. She's telling you very clearly that you have to make sure that it's high enough. Right? It can't be, even if part of it's out of it, that's considered Shalai B'makam, Brachal
Vatal. The Lagdom, you see the Gedolim pictures, they're wearing tefillin, it's the wrong place. It's a big problem.
You remember, because you put it on for many years, and you know where the place is, basically. So then put it higher. If you miss it, you can put it higher.
So how much further back could you go?
No, till
yeah,
that's
how do we determine what that is?
He says there's makom
for tefillin. No, but Edson, we could... Right, according to him, sure, he's saying you could fit two this way.
Right.
Well, that's smaller ones. It's too small.
Too small ones, I'm saying.
Not over here.
No, he's saying that you don't know how far back. So you want to go far back. You don't know how far back you go. Your tefillin's not going to be able to stand. It's not going to be able to hold on.
Hold on to your
hand. It needs enough of an area to hold on. So we're telling you that it has to go ahead and make sure that the front of your tefillin never gets further than where your hair starts growing. Every person specific. No, no, it doesn't mean. Oh, you mean we're here, as in here. Oh.
Or is it just a range?
It can be a range because we're telling every person to do with his hair. But you wonder if a person without hair, what should he do? Yeah, that I don't know. If a person was born without hair, that's a problem. Is there such a thing? There's a sickness that they lose the hair, but they never had it. Okay. At Seif HaMakim, Ratzalai Ma'atul Weish, Shakzeh HaMabata Shal Tvilin, Layimut Nach Lamayla Mimakim Shamaycha Shal Tinek Rach. The end of the backs of the Tvilin should not be further than where the Mayach of the Tinek is Rach, gets soft. So that's far back. So again, we're not going to have that problem. We're going to have the problem maybe in front, but not in back. Because in front, we're worried that you're doing it a little bit too low. You see this type of many people, not many, but upon them, you see people doing it too low. They, you know, it slips and it's not tight enough and it slips down and it goes below the heel level. Yeah. Zakt the Mishabur Vaita. Sarech Shia Kesha Me'achari Arosh Lamaila Ba'arif. Now, this is the back. So where does that go? The string in the back. So it has to be, the kesh has to be me'achari arosh, in the back of your head, l'mayla ba'ayref. We'll see what that means. And tzarech l'chavein haktitza shetei be'emtza k'dei shekeg v'nayim. That's already the second thing. So let's see the first sif, the first din. What does it mean that the kesh has to be me'achari arosh, l'mayla ba'ayref? What is that? Shehu sif gilgailas, ha-gilgailas. V'hu neged haponim. That's across your face. V'loi kol kach neged ha-goyen. Not your throat. So on the other side of your head, it's across your face and not connected to your throat. V'toiv she'emunach ikke, so he tells you better, which we know this is the simon. She'emunach ikke ha-kesha l'mayla min ha-guma. Should be on top of the hole. You have a hole in the back of your head. No, he's just saying that when you go like that.
Equivalent.
But he's telling you that the hole in the back of your head, it should be above it. I don't think a lot of people are doing this.
A bump.
Above it. Above, if you turn yourself around, then it should be below.
Like on
the
bone?
Above the hole. On the bone.
It should be on the bone?
On the bone.
It's usually either on, above or under, no? It should be on?
It should be on, above the hole. No, underneath is
right,
not
but
the
it could
right
be a little bit above the bone.
No.
It could be above the bone, right?
People
right
are putting it too low.
This is a simon, no?
No, this is the way it has to be. The type, I mean, whatever, yeah, but this is what it should be. I'll tell you why people are putting it too low, because it's very hard to stay in the right area over here if it's not long and if it's not
secure. Wider,
secure.
It doesn't stay on.
Right? I have a very hard time keeping it on because of that. As much as you tighten it, you don't have enough of an area. It's too, if it's too flat and whatever. So. But this is what it says: sheyekesh lemailam and aguma above the hole. V'akalpanim, you'll see it. You'll see by you tomorrow. I don't think it's above the hole.
So
good, huh? It's pretty high up, right? You do? You have it above the hole? You don't know.
How much above the hole? I'm just a little
right
bit.
Right away. The whole thing has to be above the hole.
The whole thing has to be above the hole?
So
maybe a little bit. Ikar kesha.
He says ikar
kesha. Yeah, that's
ikar. It doesn't have to be the hole. I'm saying
the
part
is
of the dollar
coming
down.
Is it the kesha or is it the rutus? Okay, you can't, it's the kesha or the rutus, because the kesha takes up space.
The kesha is this.
The right, but that takes up space, meaning so.
It says you have the ikas, at least that front, you know, that one. It goes down, it's a dalad, right?
So if it goes down, it's over the bone, that's
so
it.
That could be, but I'm saying, right. But that should be on top.
You're taking
the whole. No, yours is a bigger. No?
The square.
Oh, that's okay. You have a square, right? Right. It's a dollar, just a square. No, it doesn't go that much.
The square has to be left? No, just the top.
The ikka, which is probably the top, you know, and not the bottom part. You have a square or a dollar? Okay, so you're similar. So anyways, so now you have that, the ikka akesha, it's pretty small. Munach mokem ponim isa. Oh. Hakavon yoshizosh li yafilu miktas akesha munach mokem ponim isa. Make sure that much yizicha, this is a toiv, but that much yizicha should make sure that you there's not going to be anything ponim isa. The shamu mafrek is a tzava v'la'ayiv. That's considered your neck, not the arpoi. If you're going to put it below, if it's going to go anything below the sa'ar, that's considered on your neck, that's not on your head.
Yeah, that's much further.
That most people are not doing it.
That's way further.
Yeah, that's way further. Yeah. Under the hole. Okay. Make sure it's not great, longer, bigger. That's the kshira has to be on the edge. If it's too large, it's going to fall in front. It's not going to be in the right place. So again, the front, we said, has to be from, you have to be careful, these people are not, also I'm saying, you have to be careful that it's in front of the hairline. And the back, you have to make sure Taiv is only, it's only Taiv that the Ikka should be on top. And if not, Takapanim, it shouldn't be below the hairline, which most of us are not doing anyways. Even if we're doing it by the Gumma, we're not doing it below the hairline.